2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was very good. Next year, we decided to move the North Carolina one to Dragon Con instead, because there's so much fun things to do here, and a lot. I think we can get a lot more of the people to come here. Where did you guys all come from? I know that Stefan came from Germany to be with us here. And even if he's neutral, we forgive him, but, you know. Only one? And do you play? Omni? Neutral? Omni? What's your name? What's your in-game name? Main character. What? Okay. Who do we have over here? Lord. You don't play?
Yeah.
You're not going to say your Omni? You're not going to say your character name? Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, welcome to Georgia. From Georgia, good. All right. You know, yet? Good answer. I like the yet. Okay, great.
Cool.
Let's start with the computer output.
Your what?
Yeah. That's okay.
All right. Do you play?
Yes.
What's your character name? Main character name, or do you want to say?
My character name, I play
a
female character name on there.
Okay. You're one of those.
But it's like actually 40%.
Yeah. We have Jules and Rick. They're longtime people. Back again. What do we have over here? You guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm John, Andrew, Will from Heckborough, and we're just here to check out the
All right. Cool. Very cool. You guys? You don't play? Yet. Oh, mystery. Yes. Welcome. Yes, definitely. Welcome.
All right. I've got two accounts.
Good.
I two bots.
Only two?
I only got two hands.
You could get a lot more.
Both RK1 clan. I've got a Trox trader named Troxors, and a Nanomage MP. I'm thinking of names because I've got some there. A Nanomage MP named Ariola.
Very cool.
My name is also from the
Nanomage. Hi.
My name is Clan. My name is
Jürgen, Funcom, product manager. Nice to meet you.
He does a lot of the transmissions, if you've read those, on IGN Vault. There's your writer there. He handles almost all the PR, 99.999%.
It's like Terry and I handle everything which is not the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything which is not the game. So.
I'm Rachel. And
main character.
I have three. All clan, all on Atlantean. Have a doctor named Stimuli, a adventurer named Biome, and a keeper named Snowpeak.
Very cool.
I'm DJ Nexius from Grishin Productions, both RK1 and RK2. I do obviously show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I was asked to come along here as representative of GSP, so rock on, guys. Wow. Okay,
right.
The rest of you that don't, www.gridstream.org. Okay? Thank you. That's it.
And I'm Airframe. I'm the assistant director of ARC personnel.
Very cool. has a video that he wants to show you guys. This one has not been seen before.
We have many videos, actually. Yeah, depends on how much we want to see. And how much you're interested in
production.
Okay,
let's start.
Let's
finish.
Actually, I got a lot of videos today. Depends on how much you want to see. I got videos of our online games. I'm going to show you something we showed on E3 last year, one of our upcoming online games, if you want to see it. No video cameras here today? No? That's good. So I'm going to show you, at least you can see some of the graphics engine. And I got three videos of Dreamfall, if you want to see it.
Sure.
Yeah. And since there's no cameras here today, it's... two of the first videos is just for presentation only. Some of the music in there is not licensed. So I'm just going to show it to you, and you can make up your own mind of the video. But the music is gives an introduction to what we're trying to do with the audio side of the new games. So actually I got five videos.
Way!
And I hope the computer runs it smoothly. Actually, this computer is not so good at running videos, believe it or not. It's so... Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. But on videos, so like sometimes we have some problems. The first video I'm going to show you is actually of Alienation, the way it was back in November, before the Christmas party. In Funcom, we have about 100 employees right now, and each team had the Christmas party presentation. And now we're going to show you what Alienation was back in November. And don't take these features as something that will come. It was was something that we had in plan. At the time, it was something that felt like a good idea. You know, with online games, things might change during development. So what I'm going to show you is basically, yeah, what we had back then.
Yeah.
And how we refine it during the year. It's we always have all these grand ideas, and then in the end, we're like, okay, this is what we go for instead. So we're going to give you the Anarchy Online Alien Invasion Christmas video, 9 months prior to release. Where Alien Invasion was about 10 months ago. You know today where it is. We launched like 3 days ago. Actually, we've been very happy about the launch. We had like zero crashes server side the first 24 hours. That means we are very happy. And we gather the feedback very fast. So we're lowering the prices on the guild houses. We're fixing things as we speak. But right now, it seems like the expansion has gone through very, very well. We sold out in United States before launch, Germany, Russia, Norway, all places.
Yeah.
So actually, the expansion has been going really, really well for us. In case you haven't seen it, I'm going to show you the video, which is the launch trailer. We came out with it about 5 days ago. And it's about 3 million people we expect to see this. And this is the way Anarchy Online Innovation is today. Then you can win actually a trip to Space Camp, 12 of you, if you want to. It's Tarek from Gridstream and Dubless Toys. This is where it is today.
We used to look up at the sky and wonder what was out there. And yet, after desperately searching the skies for the evidence of life, we were still alone. We had pushed the boundaries of science. We raised the Tower of Babel. And though we had bickered and warred over resources that were plentiful, we became divine and proclaimed ourselves gods. When we at last came upon the ultimate frontier, we crossed that too and went where no one, no mortal, was meant to go. Beyond a burning inferno, we had challenged the most extreme forces in the universe. And we had won. We tamed heaven and hell. We ruled the earth and the sky. And everything in between. Or so we thought. One day we turned our eyes upwards again. And this time, someone looked back. To look up at the sky and wonder what was out there. Now we know. They have come. They are here.
And now we're here. So in this video, it's a very long process for us. It's about 15 people actually involved in this video. Yoo-hoo! Someone sounds like the Christmas video actually. And then we start planning these videos actually at least 6 weeks before we start making them. So it's a very long process for us, and this video we are actually very proud of because we spent a lot of time for it, and we think it's actually the best Anarchy Online video we ever made. So it's something we put a lot of work into because the videos are important actually in order to show people what we're working on. And actually, there was a lot of people at Funcom surprised by this video because, like, hey, we've really got an epic game. You really can see this from this video as well. So that's good. it is. Actually, a lot of people who've been working on Anarchy Online previously, like 2 years ago, now they work on new projects or other online games, and they sort of like forgot what Anarchy is today. Because it has changed a lot over the couple of last years. So Anarchy is today is a whole new game than it was before Nodum Wars, before Shadowlands, before Innovation. It's a constant evolution what we're dealing with. And that also brings me to a new project. We're going to continue to support Anarchy. It's very important for us.
We've been...
Sorry, I can do like this. We've been staffing up the online team for Anarchy for a long time now. It's about 40 people in total working on Anarchy, and it's extremely important to us, and that's something we're going to continue to support together with the players, actually. So we need feedback on what we can improve on, what we can be better on, and then we can throw in other surprises like the aliens, and then we can include things the players want, like the playmade cities and the guild houses, and that's something which come about due to the feedback from the players.
Without the feedback, we wouldn't have Playmate Cities, we wouldn't have Guild Houses, we probably would have completely other things.
That's our one.
I know that a lot of people actually got to know Funcom through a game called The Longest Journey. What people don't know actually is we've been around for 12 years now. Alien Invasion is our 24th game. We've been making games for Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, 6 games on the PlayStation. We've been selling millions and millions of games on other platforms, single-player games. And I think that is what makes Anarchy Online so unique, because all our competitors are online gaming companies. That's what they do. That's the only thing they do. They start in a gaming company, and the first thing they do is they start on an online game. All our people on Anarchy and all the other games, they've been working on lots of single-player games. It means that we can have a production value on the online games, which is based upon single-player values. So that's why you have a good solo experience in Anarchy most of the time. and actually today, if you want to, and you said yes, I'm going to show you the three first videos, which shows the evolution of a game called Dreamfall. It has nothing to do with Anarchy. The only reason I'm showing it, because I like the videos. And since you're here, I would like to show it to you. And it's the first video I'm going to show is based upon Lyon. It's the first time we tried to sell the game to other companies, and they're like, ah, adventure games, no, they are dead. No. I think they're going to say that soon about the online games too, because so many companies go down. So that means that everything we do at the moment, we have to do on our own. And that includes the online games as well. Online games is really hot in the media at the moment, but in terms of getting actually enough money to develop these games, which are normally like $20 million, we spent $26 million on Anarchy so far. It's an interesting business. So what I'm going to show you now is three videos of Dreamfall. You can go if you want to. Or say no, stop, and I will stop. This is the first video we made for actually attracting attention for Dreamfall. It's nothing to do with Anarchy. So I'm sorry about that one, but you can ask anything related to Anarchy later on, okay?
So, okay, wait, does this have anything to do with Anarchy?
No. Actually, nothing.
Through the world of dreams. Stick around quite long enough to make it.
apologize once again, I'm not in love. But it's not as if I mind that your heart ain't exactly breaking. It's just a thought, only a thought. But if my life is for rent, and I don't
want to buy,
well, I deserve nothing more than I get. 'Cause nothing I have is true.
Vaya con Dios, child. And may protect you.
This was Lars' fault. And the reason I'm showing you, not just to show you that we're working on another game, is also to show you some of the graphics we're working on for our next MMO games. And of course, we're looking into how what we can do with Anarchy. So, it's... okay. Gonna show you...
Is that the same graphics?
No, Anarchy is a unique graphics engine on its own. This is a new engine we're developing together with a German company. We had some serious downscaling in Funcom around 2001, 2002, as you all know. And that meant we have to let go of our entire tech department. We had about 20 people in Funcom working just on technology. We call them research and technology. And all that, the entire department had to go after the launch of Anarchy. So we have now found a much better solution, and that's actually to have the people in our side of things developing the art and the art direction and the look and feel of things, and the base technology is now developed by another company. So the graphics engine you see is the basis of our future games, and of course it's very important for us to keep Anarchy alive. To keep it improving and keep it compared to the recent games like EverQuest 2, and of course that's our goal, to beat that by far. I can't promise you that it will come in Anarchy, but it's something we are seriously considering. So, want to see the next video from Dreamfall? Nothing to do with Anarchy, but still. Sorry. And now we're like. 7 months down the road from the last video, you're going to see some more in-game stuff. The rooms and stuff you see will be more filled, and it gives you a feeling of the future of online games as well, because this is the how detailed we can go. This goes for characters, the world, and this is not just for Funcom, this is for all the online games in the future. And the last video we'll see big time, basically. In-game stuff, of course, live. It's not like renders, it's what we're running.
Like this, the fourth.
the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
This is our early works on this game, so hallelujah. What we have today is something completely different, actually. Okay, and don't care about the music, it's not licensed. It just gives a feeling of what we're trying to do, and this is the kind of contemporary feeling we're trying to do with the music, and we also try to do that with both Anarchy. As you know from the music, we've always been trying to be innovative, trying to do something new, trying to have music and audio be a very important play an important part in the gameplay. It's the music is there to, you know, increase the gameplay experience. A lot of games forget that, but if you watch a movie without the sound on, it becomes boring. It's just the same with games, but most gaming companies forget that, but it's getting better. But for us, it's always been very, very important to have music as a very important part of the gameplay. And now it's even more painful, actually. Sorry! And now you see where we are today. This is from E3. We're not here today, actually. This is like, made this video in May. So you can see where we are, where we have come. Picture. Play. We won 3 awards for this game at E3. From GameSpy, GameSpot, and IGN, the best V3 awards for adventure genre. This is the 4th year in a row that we won the best V3 awards. You might have seen this on our stand, actually. Try to get something else from our games than just the action, 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 action. So you know, understand that we try to put something else into our games than most other games actually. Show you one more video. It's of one of our, we showed actually last year, E3. It's one of our next MMO games. We have never shown this in public before. Don't film. But it has been shown to quite a lot of journalists. This movie says something about the graphics engine level we are working on last year. Actually, it was a demo. It's a playable playful we had up for E3 in 2003. No more comments, really. It's it doesn't necessarily have to represent the game the way it is today at all. But I'll show it anyway.
Don't tell anyone about it, okay?
I'm just joking. Actually in front of the skies. You won't notice that. Okay. That's all the videos I have. So.
What was that for? What was that for?
No, it's a game. It's one of the new games we're working on, and we showed it at E3 last year. It was a playable version of the game last year. NBT, next big thing. And that's one of the two games we're working on at the moment, in addition to Anarchy. And I know a lot of you are Anarchy Online players, most of you actually. So it's something which is wholly different teams altogether. So we're not going to say anything more about it, actually, until next year. So
there was at one point there was a website up in the back here with a game that I think my time started for the market product.
Yeah, that's World of Midgard. Actually, I worked on that game for 9 months. And then Anarchy, the launch came, and then we had 40 people from Midgard who worked full-time on Midgard. Because we had the halcyon days of Funcom, online games, and and then we launched, and everything changed. So, actually, I worked 9 months full time on Midgard, And then in about April 2001, and then finally in September 2001, everybody was moved over. And that was really when you started to see the rapid changes in Anarchy, because then suddenly you had 140 men on one game. And these people making Anarchy had then worked on like 20 games as an average. So then you really saw rapid changes, but it wasn't a very good experience to go through, actually. It wasn't good at all. Midgard is, okay, it's still like this, we're Norwegians, and Midgard is at the heart of our mythology. If anyone is going to do a Viking game, it should be us. anyone, instead of having the blood axe and all the time, it could be done properly. And if anyone's going to do it, it should be us, but it's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen within the next 3, 4, 5 years that we foresee. Right. But some sunny day over the rainbow, we're going to do that game. So, but I think it's too early, actually, to have a purely community-based game in the online world. It's too early. We were too pioneer on that game, and we learned that pretty much through Anarchy. So right now, online games are mostly about fighting. So that's what you have to cater for.
Any other questions?
I actually have two. One important thing about Anarchy Online is obviously the community aspect.
Amen.
You get a lot of folks running around killing stuff, but the most players that stay there for the world, the history, and the players who play it. Earlier in the first few days of Anarchy Online, we saw a lot more from Funcom expanding the backstory. We have saw the animated series.
Yeah.
We saw
it's true.
With the new influx of players on
We learned some harsh lessons from actually going out. I think you see the same answers from a lot of games which are not out yet. You see the same in Matrix Online, you see the same in Dragon Empires, which was canned yesterday. You see the same in World of Warcraft. You see all the games which is not out yet. They all say, we're going to have this great story, we're going to do this and this and this. And then we launch. And then reality hits you. Bad. I know story requires patches. It requires an ongoing development team to focus on the story, and then you need to look at how many percentages actually follow that story. About 5% of the players in Anarchy actually follows the story. And we had some serious issues like, okay, we've got people in orbit, they're going to come into the planet and going to do this, and we have to postpone the patch due to technical reasons, so they have to stay in orbit one more week. And then we have another technical reason to postpone the patch, so they have to stay in the orbit another week, and that means we get serious problems in actually telling a story. So to be quite honest, we failed in terms of actually doing the story properly. We try to be very unique and inventive and have movies and books and everything around it. It's not very feasible the way online games are today, because patches and updates are so incredibly hard to do. It sounds easy, we can do add this page here, story this, political kind of stuff here. But the main problem is actually getting that content in and getting it in without bugs. It's better to postpone than having bugs. And we learned this the hard way. So we sit now today, like 3.5 years later, and say, okay, they're going to focus on story, they're going to have this and that. And we don't believe anybody will actually pull it off. The only gaming company who's done it somewhat is Ashland's Call. But they too have had problems actually telling a good story. So it's not easy to tell a story. But we are trying our best. Shadowlands was a very good story-wise. It was a lot of text, a lot of it. But we have. If you're going to do a story in an online game today, you have to do it a bit differently, actually. You have to do it through playing through quests, through playing and having dynamic storylines. It's incredibly hard. So best I can say is that we do our best.
Can I make a comment on that?
Yeah, of course.
Real quick.
No.
well, as a part of the community, as part of the community, which Gritstream Productions is, for a while and even up to now, we are players that who participate in the community. We bring something back to it, obviously, through the radio shows and keeping up all the time. One thing that I've seen, and even talking with you earlier, is that I also feel that it's a part of the players as well to try to keep up the aspect in the sense that two examples. First of all, the Council of Truth that got opened up, which started out by a huge Klan movement. Some names thought are the leaders of Whisper's Edge, all the Endgame people that when Endgame was around. Whisper's Edge, I don't remember the half of the other ones, but Storm Guy and Bidan and so forth. They actually pulled that off the ground. They got together, they met, and they started something like that. Same thing happened with Gridstream in the sense that it was really community-based. FunCon really didn't push for it, but we, as an organization, continued to do it and felt that we can continue to support it. So as much as asking for, personally, I feel that FunCon gives us what we have, and then we run with it. Because from the storylines, even if you read the story that's up right now, if you look at the anime series, you can still pull off so many different lines from that. That's only if you're dedicated, and it doesn't have to be the entire world of Rubikon. It could be you and your 15 other people. People will follow you one way or another with that.
The players in ARC, especially, the whole events team in ARC that does nothing but work on events and storyline things. Like during the same, one thing we found is that, you know, if we have six employees full time that are doing events, chances are you're going to do an event that 40 people see. So then the rest of the world hasn't seen that. So we really depend on the ARC and the and players who come up with these great storylines and do their own things and to where it spreads it out. Couldn't do it without you guys, of course, and without ARC and everybody else.
Question.
Just a comment, really. I know you were talking about the storyline and everything. Just on a personal level, I've played every MMO that's ever been out, and I've never felt as immersed as when I play AO.
That's great. That's
good. Honestly. And it is,
thank you.
There's something about the landscape, there's something about everything about it. It just, you feel like you're there more than, I mean, even anything.
That's fantastic.
Because I know that's a bit more,
but actually they stated us as their main inspiration for making the game altogether.
It's
so
absolutely feel like we're there. And I love the, I just don't know how you got it, the whole idea of all the, you know, it's so new and futuristic and anarchistic, and I love it. And
that's
I
great.
Feel of it.
That's great.
Hate her.
No, I've never felt so
immersed.
Not like
you play for. That's great. That's great to hear, and we always try to have immersion as a very important part through music, graphics, background, your character. But it is a matter of fact that we try to do a lot more than what we actually were able to pull off with the story. We were a bit too, futuristic actually, seeing how much you could do with an online game. So we have to be realistic, and we have to do it as good as we can, and then talk through graphics, like you say, through motion, through music, and through what each and every player can do on their own as well. So
we only have like 15 minutes left. I know everybody wants fat loot, A, and be a chance to mingle with everybody and talk, and come up here and talk. I mean, it doesn't mean we're leaving or anything.
Okay, we're going to stay here tomorrow. We're going to stay here on Monday. If you have any question whatsoever related to anything regarding FunCom, we can answer basically anything. We can also give you a comment on basically anything except hecklers. Okay, that's great. We got 45 more minutes. Yeah.
Actually, flipping on with that.
No hecklers.
Special announcement is that we're going to try to stream live from Dragon Con tomorrow at our booth. With GSP, myself, and some of the other people here, I'm going to try to get them on. So we could probably start about noon o'clock tomorrow. If you want to come, please do come. If you have friends out there who are not able to make it here, get them somewhere in-game, not necessarily REITs, because I don't feel like crashing servers, and I don't feel like getting in trouble for doing something like this. So one thing that we're under the works, if everything works out, is that it will be an entirely huge show dedicated to basically Anarchy Online out here at FunCon. At Dragon Con, that's where we're at, right? I'm planning to start around 12 and go until the time that they kick us out of here. So if you want to come, please do come. We're on the main floor, and I'll be there just about all day.
Figure attacks with the button. It's easier.
Any thoughts on it? First thoughts?
The timer is going down. We stated that today. The timer is going down in the tax, so it's going to happen more often.
And that's the guild tax, the maintenance tax, right?
The tax is the first month is free. Upkeep now is free for everybody for the coming month. And then we're looking seriously into actually lowering it. The main feedback from the players are this is too expensive. And it's going down.
Unless you guys disagree.
No. I can tell you about something in how we feel about the Elden Invasion. We've been working incredible amounts of time for like many months. Like last 3 months, I think we've been working like an average on 16 hours a day, all the development team. And when we launched, you know, when you push the button, you're like, okay, people, here it is. We're incredibly nervous every time, whenever we do something like that. Even the media patches is sort of like, okay, what do people think of this? And this is a major expansion for us because it takes Anarchy back to what it used to be. It's a very different approach than what it was with Shadowlands. It's a very fast-paced action approach. So we were very worried actually about technically how would it work. Was it balanced enough? Was it stable enough? Would people actually like to play Mid-Cities? And then we sat monitoring it like the 4 or 5 first hours after launch, and we saw that we got great feedback from the players. We had 0 crashes server side the first 24 hours. We had 12,000 crashes the first day after the launch of the original Anarchy. And when we saw that there were 0 crashes on our side, it seems rather well balanced right off the bat. Actually, we got great feedback from the players we've spoken to. So from our side of things, it was like we got cakes, we got balloons, and I remember the original Anarchy. Actually, we stood in the basement of Funcom with like 150 people of us. We had the champagne and everything, and it was like yoo-hoo. And it lasted for like half an hour. But this time around, actually, it looks like so far it works. And I visited GameStop at a mall I was earlier today, and I got like 8 boxes, and they sold a lot. And we're really happy about this one. Sold out in United States, Germany, which is the biggest market in Europe, Russia, which is actually a big market for us. We're going to have a launch party next week with over 500 players coming.
In Moscow.
In Moscow. So I'm going there next weekend, actually, with 500 players coming. That's quite unique. So all in all, we are happy. And all we got to do now is tweak. So we need to listen to what you guys and girls have to say. It's going to take us a month or two, I guess, to actually tweak this according to everybody's the major wishes. And that's how we have to relate to every expansion pack and everything we do. We give it to everybody of you, and then we just have to listen to what you have to say, and then we just have to tweak it, and in the end it will be pretty good, hopefully.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know about anybody else, but I appreciate the writing of the patch notes.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Patch notes are great.
Yeah, that's Thomas who wrote those, the C-set, who writes those, so... we try to have humor in everything we do because most companies in this business are really serious. And we're really serious as well, but you can still have fun. So, yeah.
I need to ask one question about people. Talking about the future of MMOs and showing the technology, with the future of Anarchy Online itself, would you see more easily releasing other expansion packs than what you currently have, or going around a request to release it?
No, we have Anarchy. I think previous examples is a good example, Assassin's Creed 2. I don't know about EverQuest 2. I'm very excited about it to see how they will perform. I think they might cannibalize their own users. It's just a personal opinion. We're speaking to a lot of EverQuest players here. They've been coming to our booth and say, we're waiting for EverQuest 2. And if we don't like it, we'll move on. I actually think it's wrong for a gaming company to release a sequel to MMO because the community you have is what you have. You should rather put those efforts and money into upgrading the engine, upgrading all of it, keep continuing delivering the game. Because when I play games, I love games, basically. But I will seldomly play a sequel unless I play the first one. And in the case of Anarchy, it's a lot more realistic. What we want to do is continuing upgrading graphics, new engines, more features, more things to do instead of the Linear 2. So I can say, yeah, we won't make a sequel, at least in the next 5 years. Maybe we'll some sunny day get back to, let's make a sequel to our fantastic hit from the 2000 year. But we won't. Our goal is to keep continuing upgrading Anarchy, make it more and more features, more and more player-driven, and that's the goal of Anarchy. No sequel. So.
Doesn't mean no more
expansion. New expansion next year. Probably new expansion the year after. Probably new expansion the year after that again. And so forth and so on. It's a business model which we are forced to adapt. Basically, in the beginning, we went for the Korean method, which means that you distribute it through free, giving it away everywhere, through magazines and everything, and we thought that would be the future of online games, give it away everywhere. And we adapt that too. But in the US and in Europe, it doesn't work. You need retail space. It's important to get attention. The journalists won't never ever cover you unless you have an expansion, because that means reviews, that means coverage. And unless you adapt that method of distribution, no one will ever cover you. Because we got this great patch, yeah, we got this and this and this feature, and that won't do. And that's a sad fact of life, actually. We would like to have constant upgrades. That was the get-go on how we wanted to do our game. But we had to adapt to the reality, basically. So, expansion it is. For the time being. We hope that someday they will understand that.
Speaking
okay.
of expansion, I have to know, 2 years ago when I came, I asked how many AO players there were at a gathering, and there was 2. Last year there was 12, and this year over 50-something.
Ah, that's good.
Word of mouth is great. Thank you. Thank you.
We are growing. We've been growing for almost 2 years now. Over 700,000 people has been through Anarchy so far, registering with a credit card. I think that's about 40% of all online gamers in the West, actually, in all of Europe and all of the United States. So we are very happy about how many actually try Anarchy, and we see that actually more and more people try it. But we have a very bad reputation. We still have a very bad reputation. I think we got like 80 reviews for Shadowlands. The average review score was 87. Which made us the highest ranked game of all games in the online space last year. But still, like 3 out of 4 of you are like, do you remember the game that launched, or do you remember the awful launch? And this stigma we still have, we're stigmatized in terms of what we've done, our history is. And I don't think Ultima Online, if anyone remembers that launch, or if anyone remembers the launch of EverQuest, I don't think we were any worse than them, but we came at a time where it weren't acceptable. It wasn't acceptable anymore to launch games in that state. And we're paying for that very dearly. So I think we've been working incredible amounts of time. Actually, we've been really, really hard pushed, the entire company at times. And I think that's a major challenge for us, which have learned by now, and any other gaming company coming out these days doing online games, that you need to be perfect from day one. And that's incredibly hard with these games. It's not like, okay, we launch. It's tough.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
That's
great. Music is very important to us. It's actually something which is just as important as the other immersion aspects of the game. We have our own music director. We do everything in-house. All the audio is there to enhance and to give you feelings, basically. Because games are just as much about feelings as anything else you do. When you read books, you get scared, you have fun. And what we try to express through our games is feelings. A lot of people miss that about gaming. It's like a geek thing, or you do something. But games are about feelings. You feel thrilled, you feel scared. If you played Doom 3, you know all about that. but actually, the online games are a lot about feelings, because then you have the group feelings. And if you add music to that in addition, you should like have an extra pull to what you're actually doing. So music is something which is important to us and always will be important to us. So, and that's why we made Volume 2 of our soundtrack. So just to show the journalists, which we're giving it to free, and just to show everybody that we're taking music seriously. Because most, if you play a Japanese game, you normally have a guitar going down, 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 down. And it's like, ah! actually, for us, music is, yeah, we like to do it. Good.
Yeah.
RSVP.
So I'm gonna pass out some paper
to
write your name on it. We'll have drawings for everything for the t-shirts.
T-shirts we got enough of, I think.
Do you think? We'll try.
Yeah.
You're the back.
Yeah, but actually we brought mostly large, but they're pretty big.
Yeah.
And this year we made even small t-shirts for females, because they asked specifically for last time we didn't bring any. Sorry.
In the online shop. There's
some. Yeah. But we're going to give everything we got, basically. We got posters, Shadowlands.
Garrett, can you go start handing out the shirts?
Sure.
Everyone's not wearing one eye.
I saw on the boards yesterday, at least on the Vault boards, that, they didn't give away anything in Fat Loop, but we're going to do it now.
We always give away Fat Loop.
Yeah, we try to.
We try.
It's our job, actually.
Everybody ready to get posters?
Yeah. We got these two. Okay, we got a bunch of them actually. And if you're going to throw them away anyway, don't take them, please.
They're expensive.
No, they're not expensive.
We just hate to see them.
No. Actually, really cheap.
We'll just sit here and look pretty.
Yeah. That's
no, we got you guys.
And in general, if you have ever have any questions about Anarchy Online, about Funcom or whatever, we're normally a very communicative company. Even though you don't get an answer on what you're posting on the boards or your concerns or whatever, actually, I think you would be surprised about how many at Funcom actually reads the boards and get the feedback that you give us. I don't think we would have been anywhere near as close to where we would have been today if it wasn't for the feedback that we got from the players. So this is very, very important to us. And this is something you please continue to do. Where's the t-shirts? Yeah. Any questions?
Is there a way to fight aliens outside of guild towns?
No. The whole system of aliens are based around guild towns. The reason we did that was because we got a lot of flack in the beginning when we said that it was going to be all out. Because the social players and other players said it wouldn't be feasible to be forced to fight. That's why we put it to the towns. What we do in the future is, we'll look at it. So what we're doing now is we're escalating the attacks. Everybody can join the attacks. Everybody can't join the spaceships.
Did you say everybody can or cannot?
Everybody can join the attacks. Just the people in the guild that are attacked can actually get inside the spaceships. Up to 108 players can get inside the spaceships.
But only if you're in the guild.
Only if you're in the guild which are attacked.
Can you give more information about how the people that actually get invited to the alien motherboard are selected?
Mm. Okay. If you're attacked and you're in the guild that are attacked, the waves of the aliens are going to go on for like 30 minutes. And that's the cap we put on the attacks for now. It might last 45 minutes, but the end of the spawn is going to happen after 30 minutes. And then you have to beat down all the aliens. And if you do that, a boss mob will spawn in front of an alien lander. If you are able to kill that boss mob, we will randomize pick those from the active guild which is attacked, who's active in the playfield, to be teleported into the spaceships. We can teleport a max of 108 players into the spaceships. That means 6 different dungeons. The people that will be picked will be according to professions. It will be according to level. So that means that only the people within the same XP range will be picked in the same dungeon. And the reason why we've done this is because it's no way to actually see which people you will be together with or how you actually teleport into the dungeon. So the entire goal of us with this entire expansion is to have really like frantic combat within the spaceships. You're thrown in there.
Also, if you haven't picked up your limited edition Shadowlands CDs they got in the exhibit hall, go pick them up tomorrow. You can. We got a limited edition Shadowlands DVDs in the our booth.
We actually got M&M's. It says, are you elite?
We are elite.
No, it says,
bag.
You are elite.
What is that?
This is the last bag.
It was good, actually.
You are elite bags.
And if you have any more questions related to anything Anarchy Online, we can answer just about anything you wonder about. If you have any major concerns, we can answer that too, basically. And if you can't get it answered today, or if you don't want to speak in public, you come join us tomorrow at the booth.
Can I get a picture with you for my webinar?
Of course. But you can take it afterwards if you want to, or now. Or now. You choose.
Isn't it after right now?
I don't know.
What time is it?
It's like 11:05. We got half an hour more.
I'm gonna interrupt you.
It was like 3 seconds.
Anyone else has advantage
ribbon
sign? Because you can win
stuff
and that may have you.
Yeah, there's good lead M&M's actually. You should try them.
Okay, I'm assuming everyone has signed a piece of paper and we'll start random drawings from that.
If you borrowed a pen from up here to for the drawing, please return it up here. Thanks.
We got eight M&M's.
That's good.
Thanks so much.
Come here again.
Drawing,
I met you before. I met you before. You were yesterday, and you were at E3 2 times. I read you. Many times, actually. Yeah, I heard so. She told me like that, actually. You can try it. It's worth trying. Okay. Playmade shops, we pull them. We pulled them last, actually 3 days before launch, because we saw that, first of all, we had an issue of losing items. Second of all, we had an issue of not getting the location list properly. And we had an issue of bad code. Our prime programmer is now on the task, and he knows what to do, and we switched the programmer on the task. That often helps, actually, because it's new eyes on the problem. It's a main priority. We hope to have it in within the next 2 weeks. That's the ETA at the moment, but don't write that to anyone, actually, please. Because timelines are very hard for us to keep. But it's... Yeah. No, never. We can't do that. We can always say it's a high priority. We're working on it. We promise it will be in very soon. It's an important feature. It will revolutionize the entire searching for item stuff. It will make trade professions more important. So, yeah, please. Yeah. Well, you remember. No more posters? It's a really cool poster.
On the website, we promised that if anybody.
Yeah, I do that.
I can't reach it.
Okay. On the website, we promised that if anybody came dressed up as their favorite AO character, we'll give them something really special.
So, yeah, if you feel that you're dressed up as an Alien Invasion or Alien Anarchy Online character.
My character has had a mouth. So I can't do that.
You can't do that.
No.
No. You're impersonating one? Huh.
And she?
I have a sword.
She did last year with the box she's supposed to.
Yeah, I remember her. I saw a picture last year.
I expected to see you guys all in the bikinis for Aatroxes.
The Aatrox.
That's okay. We'll start with the drawings then. We've also got some
but
questions
got
from...
Huh? No.
Who's got the box? Is this the box? You want to do the glorious honors?
Okay. What do I draw you?
All right. First one is for our Alien Invasion box set that are sold out everywhere. You got a drawing? Close your eyes.
Ryan?
Gregerson.
Gregerson. Yay!
How many are we going to draw?
She's doing the Vanna White thing here for us, too.
So it means that if you win something, you won't win the other stuff.
Chris Stiles, come on down.
Yeah.
What class is he
in? I play a doc.
I play a metaphysicist. I like the pets.
I have a keeper. I have a 134 keeper, a 143 doc, and then I just started an adventurer.
NT all the way.
NT. NTs.
But it, we can do slash set profession. We can do slash set profession. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. So it's. We can do set pistol.
Or just set level.
Or set level 220.
Chris Stiles.
Set cash.
Chris Stiles.
Yeah, I'm already there.
Oh, you got yours? Yeah. Outside? Yeah. You know, check yours out. Don Hoagland, I think. Don? Yay! I was trying to read your cursive. All right. The next thing we have is the soundtrack limited edition ones. Doug Bailey.
Oh, we love your music. We like turn it on some.
That's great.
That's him.
Latney. I don't know if I'm saying this name right. Hoagland, yes. Yeah. John D. And Brad. I'm glad there's only one Brad.
Yeah. there's no one else like me out there.
Yeah, that's good.
We also have here somewhere Alienware mug somewhere.
Yeah. I want that one. Where is it? Can I look at it?
Steven? Is there one?
I want. What do you have? The
bee.
I said.
Shouldn't get my last one.
Yep. Hey, then we have these are autographed by all the devs in the Oslo office. Woo. And the sound, the artists and everything. We've got a few of those here.
How many do you have? Four?
I got more than this. Five here?
Five.
Six. Mm-hmm. Five?
We made 25 in total of these posters.
They're
rather limited, actually.
We think of selling them on eBay sometimes to supplement our retirement. Felicia Daniel.
That's me.
Danielle. Yay! Danielle Gisman. Dennis Arkwright. Three. Trent. Lori K.
Thank you.
I think that's all on the posters. All
right, hold these names real quick.
There we go.
They just had one sign over.
All right.
So who's next?
All four of these people. Then we got a few more soundtracks up here. Fida? I hope I said the right.
Where,
P-H-Y-T-A. Yeah. Is that you? Soundtrack? You can trade. Shopping Channel, open in a minute. Rob Carey. Sarah G.
She's a Final Fantasy player.
Oh. No. Yeah, I'm just joking. Sorry. Oh, yeah, no, of course. I'm just joking.
Okay. What's the
question?
I heard a
rumor that
rather
the easier, as far as patch time goes, when you just uninstall your app and install off your app to the soundtrack instead.
Okay.
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 Can you please repeat?
One more.
Okay.
I heard a rumor that it was going to be faster to uninstall your AO straight off of the AI CD?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
As far as patching goes?
Yeah.
I agree,
yes. Yeah, probably. And the reason we've done that is actually due to technical reasons, because it's easier for us to have fewer patches to maintain. So that's the main reason. If you install AI, you automatically install Shadowlands. Okay. It's just that you don't activate it. Okay. So, yeah.
Everything, all the stuff's in there.
Yeah, everything is in there. We just need those keys. So. Yeah.
But
no, it's not. But it's not in there because you need actually a key to activate it. And then it's in there. Yeah, but then it's in there. Everything is in there. It's just that you need a key to actually activate the Shadowlands.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a Linux version up running now, but we haven't considered. Yeah, there is. Playmate it actually, but we have never considered actually supporting it as in spending time ourselves to develop it. But some very smart guy actually, it must be, has actually a couple of weeks ago said it. I made it. It's on Linux. So, but we don't support it per se because that means we need to test it for Linux and. That means we have to have like four more people in testing and stuff like that. So we don't support it, but it is available. So
we had a lot of people at this place ask us if we had it on Mac, which surprised me. Hmm. We had like 30
yeah,
40.
Yeah, but that's a really strange question, actually, because... I think it's strange because Mac it doesn't necessarily relate to actually PC gaming, so...
Yeah, that's what I...
But I'm just, I don't know, prejudiced or whatever. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Then, how many of you guys...
Shadowlands maps are open to everybody.
What do you mean?
I need having to go find an adventure at all the time.
Like an
overlay.
Oh,
because
you got to have maps to set up. The map.
I see it on the forum occasionally that people would like everybody to be able to cast maps on themselves.
I don't know.
I think it's a big problem for
adventure. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, basically. I can check it out, and if you, I can give you my card, and I can email you later on. I can give you an answer, but I really don't know. So, but you can get my card, and I can and you can just have an email, and I just ask a question. I'll ask Marius and other guys about it, and I'll give you a thorough question back or reply back, so you get to know the reason if we don't do it, why we don't do it. So
my job is to cast me itchy on
everybody. I bet we do one more prize.
We have more prizes?
Well, yeah. And then
we do?
Just let everybody mingle and go meet each other.
Yeah.
It's time to go and come talk.
Yeah.
We should give away 3 sets of lead keys.
Do they have lead keys?
Okay.
Everybody here has lead keys?
I don't have leak.
Do you have your pre-order leak keys?
Yeah. Actually, there's almost 40% of our player base is actually pre-ordered. So it's been a fantastic success for us.
Can we get all our emails?
Are you debating offering us leak keys?
Yeah. at least a few. at least a few of you. So. And we're looking into actually lowering time of the spawn time on the leads as well. So right now it's half an hour, and we're looking into actually making it a bit Yeah, but it's supposed to be there for cool. So. Yeah, no, but the reason for the leads are it's supposed to be just a cool thing. It's not supposed to be a Pokemon game, but we'll see. So
you should have seen the leads that didn't make it in the game.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The porn lead.
That was one. There was a
home
lead.
When are the meatballs going to be activated?
The buffs on your leads?
They weren't working Wednesday night.
They was fixed yesterday.
Patches. Mm.
No, it was fixed. It was fixed in the patch yesterday. Actually, we fixed quite a lot yesterday. So, but it's not like a core gameplay feature. It's just for fun, you know. So it's just there. In a couple of years from now, you can show that you got the leads from way back when. So, but actually, we were planning on introducing more of them. So. Yeah. Well, we get like many emails every day about that.
I've got quotes.
we do got quotes, but we've been looking into that actually several times. But our major issue is that the quality is not good enough. We get this like plastic. No, but we need everything. We need to give out needs to be high quality. We will rather not give it away than give it away with shoddy quality.
There are a few players that are making the stuffed leads, and
yeah.
You know when they send them to us once in a while.
That's not the pictures.
Yeah,
they're cool actually.
If you see some that are really good, we'll encourage them to maybe sell them and handle that. We're gonna do 5 lead keys for the pre-order sets, and how we'll do those because we don't have internet in here, I don't believe.
No. No, but we can do that tomorrow from the stand.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Jared Miller.
No, I mean, can't we?
If he's here.
Everybody.
Yeah. Bye. If you write down your email, we will send you a leaky. Oh.
We're all out. Alienware still.
It is, but it got kind of dusty. That's why I didn't get them out. But they can wash them.
Or 90-day.
Do you have one left? Yeah. All right. Picky. Stefan?
That's me. I have a key already.
You have a key already.
I hope for the CD, but
that was very, very nice.
God damn it.
Variorum. Yay. Write down your address there.
Kim Jones?
Yay!
Yeah.
Jeffrey Hammond? Hammann? If he's still here? Last call for Jeffrey Hammond. Okay.
I don't have it, actually. Where's the pingo?
I don't know, we just have it.
Okay. Hey, you!
Ramiana? Okay. How many we up to?
You know, the luxury apartments, we've seen them going for actually $200 on eBay.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't say that you have it already.
Joe Levinsky.
You said, oh, I don't have it. Oh, cool.
Joe Levinsky, if he's still here. Yay, 3.
Yeah, actually, I said generate 30,000 luxury apartment keys. Yeah. So going to inflate it.
Max Suri? And last one, Jennifer Bailey.
Yay!
Thank you guys all so much for coming, for everything you've done, and we're still being here for a little bit, and I hope you mingle.
And remember, we're going to be here for 2 more days. If you have any questions related to Anarchy, Funcom, whatever that we're doing,
want to hang out?
Want to watch our videos, want to get a free copy of Shadowlands CD for yourself or for your friends, whatever, just come by our booth and we'll talk.
The one I wanted to mention earlier, I forgot. Okay, the new Yolms,
yep.
Only 3 of them show